Hello, everyone. This is Rachel Leroy from Christian Emotional Recovery. I hope you're doing well. I wanted to give you an update on the podcast and on the platform since it's been a couple of months. I did put out an update about when the new podcast episodes would be landing and some of the other plans for the platform for the upcoming year. I usually get started on things and start producing and creating in January, but I usually let some of those accumulate and then start putting them out in late February or March. So I wanted to give you some updates on the podcast and just give you a little bit of information about how the podcast is created. I don't try to do this too often or take too much time to do it, but just a little bit of behind the scenes information I think can be helpful so you understand what goes into the podcast for those that are interested. And if you're interested in supporting, I like to be transparent about the expenses that go into the podcast. So I'm going to talk about that for a few minutes as well, but I don't want to bore you with too much information there. So I just want to jump right in and tell you a little bit about what's coming up on the podcast as soon as I talk a little bit about some of the expenses that go into the podcast. So first, if you're interested and you'd like to donate, it does take expenses on my part to run the podcast, and I'm glad to do it, but it can take its toll sometimes. And so any kind of help that you can give is very helpful. You remember that you're supporting, not only supporting me in this ministry, but you're also supporting other trauma survivors like you or like people you love, so that I can continue to do this work and maybe even expand it in ways to help people even more, because I would like to do more. I'd like to create more meditations, both free and paid. I'd like to build a store where there will be more products and services that will allow people to get more help. I would like to do a newsletter and maybe eventually a blog. Right now, I don't have the time or the energy to do that, but with your help, I will be able to eventually do some of those, and I really look forward to that. And if you do help, thank you so much. And to those who are already donating monthly, I am greatly, greatly appreciative of that. You don't know how much that means to me, and every bit helps. So thank you so much if you're already contributing monthly. So if you'd like to contribute monthly, there's a way you can do that. That's my cat. But if you'd like to contribute monthly, you can do that on Patreon.com. Patreon is a reputable, trustworthy source. You can do research on it and find that out. And you can also go there and you can donate $5, $10, $25, $50, or $100 a month, monthly. So you can donate monthly and that would automatically be deducted, and you can commit for a year, or you can commit for more than a year, or you can cancel it at any time. So keep that in mind. And that is greatly appreciated. I do have a few contributors, and I appreciate anybody who can help, because sometimes it does get difficult, honestly, to pay for some of this. I did work towards trying to get a part-time job. I spent many hours starting back in the fall looking for jobs, and I had some interviews lined up near the beginning of the year, and I had health issues. I had a flare-up. And so that squished that. I did have one interview and I got to the final round of interviews and then I didn't get the job. So I am looking for another part-time freelance job, and it needs to be something specific because of my health conditions. I need something where I can work at home and follow deadlines based on my own schedule. But back to this, if you would like to donate, you can donate monthly, like I said, on Patreon.com, or you can donate one time, you can donate any amount, and it's at Ko-Fi, also a reputable site. It's kind of like one of those sites where it's buy me a coffee, but you can donate $5, $20, $50, $100, or whatever amount you want to donate. And if you'd like a shout out on the podcast or on the YouTube channel, just specify that and I will. Otherwise, I don't, because I respect the privacy of the donors that I do have. So if you would like one and you already are a donor, or if you'd like one and you become one, please let me know and I'll gladly give you a shout out in one or both of those places. It may be a delay because, like I said, I produce some of these ahead of time and it can take a few weeks or even a few months to get them out, but you will get recognized publicly. And it's greatly appreciated. So check out Ko-Fi.com to make a one-time donation. That's in the show notes. And check out Patreon.com to make a donation monthly and to subscribe so that you can support it monthly. And like I said, you can cancel that at any time. And it's greatly appreciated, whatever you can give. And if you can't give, I still appreciate you following and listening to the podcast. I hope it's helpful. That's the whole point. This is my life's work. This is my love. But just a little bit about the podcast. I will provide a spreadsheet in the show notes so you can see the expenses that go into the podcast. And keep in mind, this isn't all of the expenses because I do donate time. And time is precious. And of course, you know, time is money. So that's another thing that I do donate. And I do it gladly. I love this. I enjoy doing it. And when I'm able to. And sometimes it does get hard with the health issues and trying to keep up with team leading and teaching. So, you know, I do appreciate it. But with the expenses, there are basically about $100 of expenses or more that go into the podcast each month. One of them is $39 a month, and that's for Podia. And Podia is kind of like a place that houses sort of like a website where you would have for like a business or a platform. So that's my rachelleroy.com website. And that's the main website. And it's where I house extra stuff for the podcast, where I house courses, and where I house the store. The store is just fledging right now. It's just beginning, but I'm planning on expanding it. I had created some new meditations, and I think I'm going to have to redo them because I need to make the sound quality better. So it may be a little bit more time before I can put out some more meditations for purchase, and I'm hoping to put some more stuff like that out for free on the YouTube channel as well. But $39 is for Podia, and that's a service that houses my main website, my courses, my store, and my email for rachelleroy.com. The email is where I send updates and send mass emails. And in addition to the regular Podia site, that's another $9 a month. So doing email service where you send them out like in groups is a different thing than a regular email address. And so that's $9 a month, and that's tacked on to my $39 in Podia. And then $8 is for podcastpage.io, podcastpage.io, wonderful place that houses the podcast website itself on its own website. And then separately from that, Buzzsprout is where I house the actual podcast. Now, there's a website where I post the images and the links to the podcast. And then Buzzsprout is where the actual videos and audios are housed. Does that make sense? So Buzzsprout, there's also a enhancing quality sound quality service that it has, and that's $18 a month for Buzzsprout. $18 a month. $13 a month is my Google Business Suite, and that's for a professional email address, and most people that have platforms have those to store documents, videos, and audio for the podcast. Now, the memory that takes up is quite substantive, and I cannot keep all of that on my computer, so I keep it on an external hard drive, and I keep a backup. I always keep backups because I've lost everything before, and I have to have a backup. So I keep that on Google Drive, and to do that with my email business suite, it's $13 a month. And then $13 for Canva, and that's where I create images, pictures, and memes for the podcast and YouTube covers and Monday memes on social media where I provide monthly encouragement. So let me review. $39 for Podia, $9 for Podia email for mass emails, $8 for my podcastpage.io, which houses the podcast on its website, $18 for Buzzsprout, which houses the podcast audio itself, $13 for the Google Business Suite, and $13 for Canva. So those are my monthly expenses, and that comes out to almost $100. And then recently, I've also had to purchase a new version of Camtasia software, and that's where I record the videos and audios for this podcast. I'm using it right now. And that I bought last year because my old software was several years old. It was like 7 or 8 years old, which is way old for software. And then $50 a year is to maintain Camtasia, updates, upgrades, and customer support. So that helps me to be able to use Camtasia regularly and with help if I need it. So if there's a new version, that goes into that expense as well. So I will put all that in a spreadsheet so you can see it. Like I said, I like to be transparent. And if you'd like to support the podcast in any way, it's greatly appreciated. Keep in mind that the YouTube channel is free. And now, so talking about the updates to the platform and what you can expect this year, the YouTube, it's going to be a little while before I put some more out because I'm trying not to push myself too hard. I'm just recovering from some health issues and some that put me back quite a bit. These happen unexpectedly, and I'm sorry. I can't control it. but I am recovering and I am working on getting better. So I'm hoping that I can put out some YouTube videos in a couple of months, maybe in April or May. And in terms of the podcast itself, the new episode, the first episode will be out on March the 18th, and there should be a new one out every 2 weeks for the next several weeks. And I may have little spacers between them so that they can last longer during the year. I'm not sure how many I'll record this year, but I've already got 6 recorded. So I've got 5 set to go and 6 recorded. So there are already 12 weeks since I put them out every 2 weeks, 12 weeks spread out so far. So I'm going to keep recording and making them as I can. My workload has increased some because I have my I'm back to teaching. Last term, I only team led. So I'm team leading and teaching, so I will have less time to record them, so that will slow down some. I just wanted to let you know, though, some updates to the podcast. The first episode will be airing on March the 18th, and there should be a subsequent one every 2 weeks for a while after that. The YouTube channel, there should be new episodes, I hope, God willing, in the next few weeks, in the next couple of months, or somewhere in there. I don't have an exact ETA on that. I will let you know. And if you want to, go ahead and check out what's already on the YouTube channel, which is different and separate in most cases than what's on the regular episodes on the regular podcast, and go back and listen to some of the older episodes in the meantime, and there will be new episodes out soon. And also, in terms of an email, I'll try to start sending out emails a little more regularly, but like I said, I've got to find time to do all this. And I'm working on meditations and maybe even a course this year. It depends on what I have the time and the energy and the resources to do. And more contributions allow me to be able to do more of this and to be able to find the time and the energy to put the resources in to be able to do it as well. So thank you so much for listening to the update on the podcast, for following what goes into the podcast, and for understanding just the behind the scenes part of creating a podcast. Creating a podcast episode takes about 5 to 10 hours. It depends on the episode. Some of them take more than others, and some of them are spontaneous, and some of them I do a lot of research and create a loose script, or more like an outline, and then follow that outline. So it just depends on, I do a combination of both, and the same for the YouTube channel. But thank you so much for listening, and I look forward to seeing you in the Facebook group, Christian Emotional Recovery, the YouTube channel, Christian Emotional Recovery, and the podcast that goes by the same name. God bless you and have a great day. And I'm excited about what's coming this year with new things for Christian Emotional Recovery.